Welcome to GFT, Galactic Figure Talk, a podcast about Star Wars and Star Wars action figure collecting.
Awesome, yeah!
The reason they're 3¾ inches tall is because the first mock-up figures that I made were Fisher-Price Adventure People.
I will freeze your body in carbonite forever, Han Solo!
Not so fast!
We finally launched 6-inch when I felt the time was right. We needed a new spark.
We started selling all of the action figures through the fan club, and our most successful was the Cantina Band. That was enormously one of the best-selling items we've ever sold through the fan club.
I used my nephew as a hand model on the Waffle Box. He's the one with the little hand that's in there.
It's Kenner's new Star Wars action figures.
Now, welcome your host, Chris B.
Welcome to another episode of GFT Galactic Figure Talk. My name is Chris B. I'm your host. And for this episode, we have the Bring Home the Galaxy campaign, Tales of the Jedi, Andor, Are Pre-Orders Useless, Holiday Figure Release Dates, the Disney Droid Advent Calendar from the Droid Factory line, Retro Jedi Figures, the 1027 Hasbro Premier Member Exclusive Preview Event. Lots and lots of stuff to talk about, so let's do it. Bring Home the Galaxy is the new campaign by Lucasfilm and Disney, where they are going to show off new Star Wars products every Tuesday morning on StarWars.com and on social media following the hashtag Bring Home the Galaxy. We've seen these campaigns for a few years now where they have a few weeks where they just drop new product info for us. We've had the Obi-Wan Wednesdays not too long ago and the Bring Home the Bounty early this year, for the Book of Boba Fett. And so now they're doing Bring Home the Galaxy. We've also had Mando Mondays previously. So that's basically the same thing what they're doing here. Every Tuesday morning until December 13th, they're going to reveal new items for Star Wars. Now, I don't cover those reveals on galacticfigures.com, but I do cover the Star Wars action figure specific reveals. So if you fall behind or if you forget that there is something happening about the Bring Home the Galaxy campaign, you can always go to galacticfigures.com and catch up with the latest announcements.
Is back. The rebels won't tire till they see the last of the Empire, and Kenner's there with Star Wars Return of the Jedi collection.
I'm gonna feed you to Sarlacc pit, Skywalker.
Klaatu, Weequay, Luke Skywalker, and Lando Calrissian, each sold separately.
Prepare the plank, Weequay.
Surprise, surprise, I'm Lando in disguise.
Let's get out of here, Luke.
Whoa, the plank is falling!
Help!
Klaatu, Weequay, Luke Skywalker, and Lando Calrissian action figures, each sold separately from Kenner's Star Wars Return of the Jedi collection.
Now Hasbro's come out and announced six new retro collection figures from the Return of the Jedi. Well, we knew that those figures were coming. They had already pipeline revealed them, but we got our first look at them, and they all look marvelous. They've shown off Luke Skywalker, Jedi Knight, the Emperor, Princess Leia Organa in her Boosh outfit, Lando Calrissian's Skiff Guard outfit, Han Solo in Andor outfit or Andor gear, the Biker Scout. And those are your six figures. Those are not exclusive to a particular retailer, so you can pre-order them already at a variety of different stores. And I am so excited about those because Return of the Jedi was really the movie that got me into collecting Star Wars action figures back in the days. And those card backs with the Return of the Jedi logo were everywhere at the stores at the time. And Luke Jedi, I've mentioned that before on the show already, is my favorite Kenner figure from back in the days. And, I say this every time on this show, but it's mind-blowing that almost 40 years later, the company, Hasbro, is paying tribute to these original figures by re-releasing it. And it just makes me happy seeing that. You know, obviously there are some differences to the original figures because those figures now are scanned off of originals and they're redone basically. So there are noticeable differences, but that is not a deal breaker. And that's not really what this is about either. And I think that if you love the Kenner stuff, you probably already have the originals in your collection anyways. And if you don't, you can still pick them up for a fairly reasonable price. I mean, a Luke Jedi or the Emperor or even a Biker Scout, Lando Calrissian and Skiff Guard outfit, those figures, they are not that expensive on the secondary market. Now, if we're talking about, you know, mint on card, obviously that's a different story. But if you want to pick up some loose examples, you know, they're readily available in huge quantities too on the secondary market. So I love what they're doing here with these retro figures. The one thing I'm going to say, though, is that I wish they would also go and take it a step further and kind of follow through on that original promise that the retro collection held in that they were going to release characters which Kenner never made originally. I mean, why not give us a new retro Ewok for the Return of the Jedi? That's what's getting me really excited about this, these figures in the retro collection line. Is the unspoken promise of this line delivering figures which Kenner never got to, right? Like a Tarkin, like a Luke Skywalker Snowspeeder pilot, you know, those types of figures. But anyways, I mean, those look great, and I'm really excited about this, and I hope they'll do more.
Oh my stars, I've never been so busy before. It seems Christmas arrives sooner each year.
Now, I've had the opportunity to open the Disney Droid Factory Advent Calendar, which includes six different 3¾-inch droids. And I really enjoy what they're doing with this line when it comes to these goofy, quirky things, except for the price, because it's really pricey. This Advent Calendar costs $70, but it did sell out fairly quickly. So that was only up there for a couple of days, and then it was gone. And if you are interested in seeing what these droids look like, I'll put the link into the description so you can check it out on galacticfigures.com. They're all archived on the website. And I'm not going to go into more details than that, but basically just know that if you're hunting for this advent calendar, know that you are going to get six different 3¾-inch droids out of it, which are painted up in holiday colors. So it's a pretty cool set, I thought. Now, talking about the holidays, there are six Black Series holiday figures which are being made available this year. The first one has gone already up for pre-order on Amazon. It's still available. It did not sell out, so you can still get it. Link to that is in the description. That is a first order Stormtrooper painted up in Christmas colors, basically. And then we have another four Black Series figures which go up for pre-order at a variety of different online retailers next Tuesday, November 1st, 2022. Again, the links to everything are going to be posted on galacticfigures.com next Tuesday. And then the last Black Series holiday figure for 2022, the Mandalorian Din Djarin, is going to go up for pre-order on Target.com on November 16th. So the Hasbro 1027 Premium Member Event just concluded, and they have revealed four Star Wars action figures, one from the Vintage Collection, and three Black Series 6-inch figures. None of these figures are exclusive to a particular retailer, so you can pre-order them wherever you want to. But as always, if you want to support the podcast and GalacticFigures.com, the website, please use the affiliate links to Amazon and Entertainment Earth in the podcast description. The first figure revealed was the 3¾-inch TVC Artillery Stormtrooper figure from The Mandalorian. That was a figure which leaked previously because it was pictured on the back of a card back of one of the TVC figures. I'm not sure if that came out of Star Wars Celebration or San Diego Comic-Con, but it was on display in one of their booths, and so we knew that this figure was coming. But now we have really good pictures of it. It does look pretty good. It is a repaint, of course, but it does come also with the Mordar, and there's more in the packaging than just a Stormtrooper. And it looks really good. It's a really cool troop builder as well. And I think that shootout scene with Boba Fett and Mandalorian on that hill in the second season of Mando was really cool. And this trooper now gives us the opportunity to build out that scene. So that's pretty cool. Unfortunately, that was the only TVC figure which they showed, but they had three other Black Series figures on tap as well. The most exciting one was the 40th anniversary of the Return of the Jedi Boba Fett figure, which is, again, a straight re-release of the deluxe figure. But this one comes on the Boba Fett card back. And it does unfortunately feature the same iffy picture on the front of the packaging than the TVC figure. It's just the legs. There's something weird about the legs. It was photoshopped apparently, and it just doesn't look right. Take a look at it yourself and see if you like it. I still think that this is a must-have. but I think they also could have done a bit of a better job with the image. And the 3¾-inch one was already a little weird. But now having this, you know, already kind of strange-looking image bigger does not improve it, I think. So still cool looking, though. Check it out. Link, again, to Galactic Figures is in the description. They also revealed Cal Kestis from Jedi Survivor coming to the Black Series line. And Cal Kestis also comes with BD-1, which is cool. And then another one is Din Djarin in his Morak outfit. Collectors of the TVC 3¾-inch line already got this figure at Target earlier this year. Black Series collectors have to wait a little longer to get it. But yeah, I think this is a new head sculpt on the figure. And it looks good. And that's all the 1027 reveals that they had today. Again, to sum it up, one TVC figure with the Artillery Stormtrooper, three Black Series figures with a re-release of Boba on a Return of the Jedi card back, Cal Kestis and Din Djarin in his Morak outfit. Now, all of those figures are readily available at a variety of different online retailers. None of them are exclusive. And I find that to be interesting, specifically for Cal Kestis, which is part of the Gaming Greats lineup, right? So far, since the Gaming Greats line started with the new packaging in the fall of 2020, all those figures have been exclusive to GameStop, but looks like Cal Kestis might be too popular just to give it to one retailer alone. But who knows what the reasoning is for that decision. You guys know that I love the concept of the Black Series selfie series. I really think this is so cool that you can scan your own head and have your own Star Wars action figure. Or maybe even immortalize your entire family that way. Maybe not even on a Star Wars figure, but do the whole Ghostbusters crew or something. I think that is so cool. And I've mentioned it on a podcast before that I ordered one for my son and one for my daughter to test it out. And I've received my daughter's Black Series selfie figure earlier this week. Now, the figure that my daughter chose was the Hoth version of Leia. And you know, the body itself is exactly the same that they've released with Leia, except for the head is different. But I have to say that, unfortunately, the head sculpt does not look like my daughter at all. It just doesn't. It mainly comes down to the hair. They didn't have her hairstyle. She has bangs on her forehead. And they didn't have that when you customized the portrait. So we kind of went with the ponytail version, which she every now and then wears, but she doesn't. And so, yeah, it just doesn't look like her. Even from different angles looking at it, it just doesn't look like her, unfortunately. Now, I haven't received my son's selfie series figure yet, but once I get that, then I'll report back and let you guys know how that turned out. But so far, it still has a lot of room left for improvement for these figures, for sure. Now, this weekend is the MCM London Comic Con, and Hasbro has a big booth there, and they're also going to hold a panel where they're going to reveal new Star Wars action figures. The one exclusive Star Wars figure which they have at the show is the Black Series 6-inch Admiral Ackbar, which is painted up in Kenner colors and comes with the Kenner accessory baton, which the basic Black Series figure did not come with. And the packaging is in foil packaging, so it has this shiny look to it. That figure is already on sale at the show in London, and it will be made available, I think, through Hasbro Pulse on November the 2nd. So this coming week, and keep an eye out on that Admiral Akbar figure. But what's interesting is, though, that we are likely going to get more reveals this weekend. So for any upcoming announcements from Hasbro, stay tuned to galacticfigures.com. That's where I'll be posting all the press images and the press material about the new announcements. So originally I was going to talk about pre-orders and whether pre-orders are still worth it. And I think I'm going to save that for a future episode and dive more into that. I think it's just going to take more time to cover that topic than I originally intended. The one thing I did want to point out, however, is that there seems to be a lot of chaos currently when it comes to communication from retailers and Hasbro, and more so than usual, right? I mean, the Halloween Wookiee, the Black Series version, we were told that this was an exclusive to Walmart. And then a week later, it shows up at the fan channel where you can also order it. I thought that was really strange. And then, of course, the dates when those pre-orders would be made available were also communicated wrong. StarWars.com had posted that the Black Series Halloween figures, the Clone Trooper and the Wookiee, would be made available on November 2nd. And then they showed up weeks earlier. And the latest victim for that was today's holiday protocol droid, which is exclusive to Entertainment Earth and Big Bad Toy Store. We were told that this would go up for pre-order on November 1st, and it has already gone up for pre-order today. Surprise, surprise. So there seems to be more chaos than usual, and I hope that things are going to go slowly back to normal. And there are a lot of pre-order dates floating around. I mean, I just mentioned the Black Series Admiral Akbar going up for pre-order next week on November 2nd, I think it is. And then a day before that, we have all the other Black Series holiday figures go up for pre-order. So, yeah, and then later in the month, we also have pre-orders for the Black Series Holiday Mandalorian and Target. And then also we have the Bring Home the Galaxy event every Tuesday, where they are likely going to announce more pre-orders. So chaos, that's how it feels to me. It's just pretty chaotic currently. So I'm hoping for a more normal approach again, where we have a better overview of what's really happening in the world of collecting Star Wars action figures. It's a lot of work, and I don't mind doing the work, but I think that for somebody who's not as much into Star Wars action figures as I am, it is a lot of work to keep up with what's happening, you know? So, anyways, I just felt like throwing this out there. So not Star Wars action figure related, but I did want to share some thoughts about Tales of the Jedi and the latest Andor episode. And Tales of the Jedi, I thought, was wonderful. I really enjoyed the Count Dooku arc and the Count Dooku stories. And I thought that was so well done. Seeing Count Dooku's side of the things and how he wanted justice, more so than just following rules, I thought was great. And you know, makes you appreciate the character even more. And then especially when he meets Qui-Gon after, you know, they had encountered Maul on Tatooine. I thought that was great. And then seeing Liam Neeson being back, voicing Qui-Gon Jinn, really, really good. And then I loved the Sixth Brother in the Ahsoka episode. Great stuff. Felt like Star Wars. And it was really refreshing to see. Now, as far as Andor goes, I'm still not getting into the show. I'm utterly bored. People telling me it's the greatest writing ever and the best acting ever, and the visuals are great. And look at that THX-1138 tribute in the last episode. Great. And I am still utterly bored, and I still think that you can slap any other name on this show and it would be, you know, and it would still work. It doesn't feel like Star Wars. It just doesn't to me. So my least favorite Star Wars TV show so far. I hope that this is going to change at some point, but seeing that we're so far into this now, I hope it's going to change. I just need a little bit more Star Wars flavor in this TV show, and so far I'm not getting it. I also don't feel the need to go and rewatch any of these episodes. I watch it once and I feel like, yeah, I'm good now. You know, whereas, you know, the Kenobi episodes, even though they had all those flaws, and the Boba Fett TV show had its flaws and everything, but I feel the need wanting to go back and rewatch it. Whereas with Andor, I am not getting that at all. At all. And so far, just seeing TIE Fighter pilots jumping into their TIE Fighters, you know, in 4 hours or 4.5 hours of storytelling, you know. But the thing is, I do love the Mon Mothma scenes, and I love the talk at the end of the show where Luthen and Saw talked about things and how they even don't trust each other. It's all very, very well done. But then on the other hand, you have conversations where they talk about having seen a sign on the corner where there is an apartment for rent. But again, it doesn't feel like Star Wars. Even Saw's hideout, it seems like all the alien characters were on vacation that day, apparently. You know, I think it was only one guy in the whole hideout that they showed us. So, yeah. It is what it is. And, you know, I'm still interested in it. Of course, it's Star Wars, so I'll be watching it with great interest. But I just need a little bit more Star Wars flavor. That's all. And that's where I'm going to wrap up this episode of GFT, Galactic Figure Talk. Like I mentioned earlier, we are going to get more reveals this weekend at MCM London Comic Con. So check out galacticfigures.com for the latest announcements from Hasbro for the Black Series line and the Vintage Collection, of course. And maybe we'll even get more Retro Collection announcements as well. Wouldn't that be cool? All right, guys, that's it for this show. Please leave a review on iTunes if you haven't done so yet. Subscribe to the podcast, and thank you for listening. I'll catch you on the next one.
It's a wrap for this episode, but the next one is just around the corner, so make sure to subscribe. Meanwhile, have fun browsing over 4,000 Star Wars figures on GalacticFigures.com, the Star Wars action figure database. The website helps you look up and identify Star Wars figures. Leave your own figure reviews in the comments, or check out photo galleries, figure info, news, press releases, or event coverage from New York Toy Fair and Star Wars celebrations. Thanks for listening. Check the links in the description, and remember to subscribe.